We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Pei Tes Amad Aleph, and we are starting 12 lines from the top of Daf Pei Tes Amad Aleph. The first word on line is Kemara. At the end of that line, Omar Av Abba. Talk to Gemara Vaitam. Why I got it though, when we started about Kisei Adam and about Ofar and Afer, continuing the Agarat of Gemara. Omar Av Abba. Kosha Gezel Hanechal Shafilu Tzadikim Gemurim Einin Yochem Laach Ziroi. Gezel that was eaten already, and it's not be'en, it's not around anymore. It's already destroyed. It's already not here anymore. It's much harder to return such gezel. What's the raya? Shenema, it says by Avram Avinu, who really, when he captured Sodom and the other Malachim, he could have kept everything. But he treated it as gezel, like the Morris in top of the Amid. He treated it as gezel, he didn't want to take it. But he said, I'm giving everything back. He says, but it says, besides for certain things, Shenema, beladai, besides rak, besides what the people who ate, the children, you know, the kids, the na'arim, the young, the lads, besides what they ate, from the soldiers that they ate, that I'm not giving back already. What's the big deal? Teretz says, once you, something's not here, to take money out of your own pocket and give it back, it's much harder. So even though by Avraham Avinu, Avada, if it was real gezel, he would have gave it back. But here it wasn't real gezel, it was a chumrah. Things that they ate already, that he was a machma on. So you see how it's harder to give up something that already is not here anymore. It's harder to repay that. We find by Avraham Avinu, and therefore by a regular gezel as well, it's much harder to pay something that already is not here anymore. On Rav Yechon, Shimon Rav Loza, Rav Shimon. Rav Yechon said, Shimon Rav Loza, Rav Shimon, Kamakam Shata Moitzit Dvarov, Shal Rav Eliezer, Benoish, Rav Yisag Lili, Agada. Any time you hear Agadois, you hear Droshois, you hear Agadato from Rav Eliezer, the son of Rav Yisag Lili, Asay Oznecha Kafar Cheses. Make your ears like a funnel, a big funnel to catch and hear all those different memories. What's the memra that he said over? Rabbi Eliezer said, he said, it said in the pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanon that loy merubchem mekol ha'am chashak Hashem. It's not because you are so much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. Mekol ha'am chashak Hashem achem. Ve'yivcha ba'achem. Ki adam ha'at mekol ha'am. You're the smallest of all the nations. That's pasuk pshat in the pasuk. But the Gemara Darash is like this, a little different. Omel ha'makadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael. Chashkani b'chem sh'afilu b'sho sh'ani mashpia l'chem gdula. Even when I give you gdula, loy merubchem, even when I give you gdula, still, you make yourself small. Loim berubchem mekol ha'am chashak Hashem achem ki atim ma'at. You make yourself ma'at. Even when I give you gedula, when I give your gedolim gedula, still they are very humble and they make themselves little. And the Gemara gives us a few examples. Shani respelchem gedula atim ma'at ma'atzchem fanai. Nesati gedula Avram omel lefanai v'nocha noichi oifer off of eifer. He gave gedula to Avram and he said, I'm nothing. I'm off of eifer. I am earth and ashes. L'moyishav Aaron, Hashem gave gul to Moshe Aaron. What did they say? Omar v'nachnu ma. What are we? We're nothing. L'David Omar v'anoichi telas leish. L'David got gedula and it says in the pasuk v'anoichi telas leish. I'm a worm and not a person. That's by a godlin klai Yisrael. Avoyv l'chavim ain't it came by the guy. It's not like that. Nasati gedula to Nimrod. They gave gedula to Nimrod. What happened? Omar havo nivul on the ear. He said, let's go build a city. Let's go build a city to attack Kares Baruch Kaviyachol. Leparoi, he gave godless to Paroi. Oma mi Hashem. He says, who's Hashem? Lisancherev. He gave gedula to Sancherev. Oma mi bechol alehe arotzos. Who in the all the kings are even close to me? Asher etzilu es artam yodi ki yatsa Hashem es Yerushalayim yodi. Who's like me? He was a complete balgaiva. And that's by Sancherev. Levuchanetz Omar Allah bamsi of. And the pasuk says further, Adam el Elyon. I am doimita God. And by Chiram, the Chiram Melech Tzur, he gave Gedula, and what does it say? Omar, Moishav, Eleikim, Yoshafti, Belev Yamim, Va'at Odom, V'loy El. He was making himself, the pasuk before that says, in the same pasuk, V'toyim El Ani. He says, I am El, I'm a God. So that's what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Gedula to these non-Jews, to these Goyim. What happens is they start thinking they're a God themselves. That's the difference between a Yid and a Goyim. Omar, Rav, V'toyim Rabbi Yechran, Godol Shnem, V'moishav, V'aron, Yosef, V'shnem, V'avram. The anivus that is said by Moshe Aaron is more than Avram Avinu. By Avram it says that I'm off of Afer, but that's something, some kind of substance. You're right, it's not worth it much. It's earth and it's sand and ashes. Moshe Aaron says even more. We are nothing. We're nothing. Literally nothing. So it's a bigger level of anivus, of humbleness that was said, of humility that was said by Moshe Aaron. The whole world is Meskayim because of people like Moshe Aharon. It says the whole world is hanging a Belima. Belima is people who say Belima. They're saying they're nothing. They're not worth anything. That's the whole world hangs on these people. The whole world is miskayim. The whole world is last, and the whole world is mekayim and mekoyim. And the whole world exists only because the people will close their mouth. B'shas meriva. Shenema toila eretz ablima. It says in the pasuk toila eretz ablima. Blima is lashon bolum, of being closed off. The whole world is toila on the people who are bolum their piv. B'shas machlekes. Ravo ama misha meisim atzmai kemisha einai. By people who make themselves like they're nothing. Shenema metachas zerois olam. Metachas Rashi says means misha nidras tachas akol who's zerois olam. The one who's lets himself be stepped on. And he's on the bottom. He is the Zerois Olam. He is the arms of the world. Amar Rav Yitzchak Mayer Dechsiv. What's behind this pasuk that says Ha'umnam Elem Tzedek Daber Meisharim Tishbli Adam? And we dash like this about this pasuk. The pasuk means like this: Ma'umnasi Shel Adam Ba'Olam Hazeh. What should be the profession of a person in this world? Yosim Atzmai Ki Elem. Make himself like an Elem. Don't say a word. Don't chepper people and don't answer back. Maybe you should make yourself like an Elam, like a mute when it comes to Divrei Torah. Talk tzedek. Tzedek means Torah. Talk things that are Hashem. Stop Torah. Talk those things. Maybe he should become a Bagai. Even if he's learning Torah, don't take yourself too seriously. Make yourself, the Rashi says, make yourself like into a plane. Let people just step on you. Don't make yourself into a Bagai. So to Gemara Vaita, Ad Kan, the Agar to Gemara. Now we go back to the halachos of Kisui Adam. Omer Rav Zeir Rav Tamer Rav Bar Yirmi Yom Echasim Ba'ofa Ir Nadachas. He allowed to use the earth of the Ir Nadachas to cover the dam of a Chayo Oif that's Keshachim. He allowed to use the offer of Ir Nadachas for Kisui Adam. Even though we know everything Ir Nadachas is also Bahano, when it comes to the offer, it's not a problem. Break the Markasha, Amai Yisuri Anohu. Isn't it a Suri Anohu? We're talking about the actual earth of the ground of the city, and that does not become Asa Bahana. Only the possessions of the city become Asa Bahana. This is a pasuk. You should gather all the possessions into the main square of Israfta and burn it. Only things that are missing, gathering it and burning. If you have to uproot it from the ground and then gather and then burn it, that the pasuk was not referring to. The pasuk was referring to only things that are detached already. Those are the things of Chayes Reifa. So only the Asa Bahana is only the things that are possessions, but not the actual afar or trees of the land. That won't be Asa Bahana. And therefore, you can use the earth for the covering the Kisei Adam. That's the first heresy, because the member was they allowed to use afar dachas for Kisei Adam. The kasha was, it's Asa Bahana. Asa Bahana, how can you use it for Kisei Adam? So one heresy of the Gemara is that we're talking about the afar mamish of the land. Not anything that was detached, and there was attached, and therefore that does not have any iser. For Rav Amar, no, even if you say that the offer of the land would be Asa Bahana, and or you're going to use ashes that already was detached, even that will be Mutar to use for Kisei Adam. You know why? Because mitzvahs lav lahanasin. When it comes to mitzvahs, that's not called the Hana. Having the Hana of a mitzvah, that's not called Hana. Hana means something that you have a benefit. But mitzvahs, if you're doing it because Hashem told you to do it, that's not called a benefit. I can ask me a kasha, then what do you mean mitzvah of the Hanasinu? I say, I get schar. So it is a big Hana. You get schar in El Mazeh, El Maba. So why is it not called schar? On that, the Mefarshim answered that this Hana doesn't come directly from the mitzvah. It comes after Zman. You don't get it right now. You never see it immediately. When it talks about Hana, it means something happens immediately. That's what Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, that this is not called immediate Hana, and therefore, it's not called something Asa Bahana. You could use for a mitzvah because mitzvah doesn't have immediate Hana. Rather, we know it has Hana, but it's not immediate. So mitzvah lav lahanasin. You also have come lo shmaitzi. We're saying over shmaitzi of Rava that mitzvah is lav lahanasin, and therefore we're allowed to use a suri Hana for kisui Adam. And he asked the Mekash like this: Eis ve'rav chumir l'ravino shofar shalav ishchav ma'shofar of avodah zarah lo yisgabah. Don't use it for shofar. So it sounds like my lav and talk a lo yotze. Sounds like you're not yotze. So you see, even though it's a mitzvah, you're not yotze. Why not? It's Asa Bahana, but you're yotze a mitzvah. Why not? So I'm going to talk a yotza. Avada if you use it yotza. So what does the brisa mean? You shouldn't do it because it's a mias. You shouldn't do it because it's mias. But the etzim, it works. It works if you do it. Another kasha, I'm saying brisa. A lulav she'ev chavim lo yitol. A lulav of a guy, you should not shek. A lulav of avada zara, you should not shake. My lav not lo yotza, not yotza, because it's you not lav anah. Loi im not lo yotza, because mitzvah lav lehenesinu. Why can't you do it? Because it's dover mias. Freid Marakash, about Tanya, we have a Brice that says not like that. Taka lo yotza. If you blow the shofar with a shofar over the zara, lo yotza, not the lo yotza, not yotza. So what's Rava going to do with this? The first Brice says he's not yotza. So now what are you going to do? You can't even say it's Tanoy, because other Brice didn't say the first yotza. Here's the first, you're not yotza. You're right. You know why not yotza by shofar lula? For a different reason. Hosom tap on base now, shiura being, you need a shear. There's a certain minimum shear when it comes to a shofar. It has to fit into your hand and sticking out both sides. And also, by lulav, it has to be the size that the shear hadas varav. It has to be three tfachim and another fourth tefach in order to shake it. It has to have a shear. Something that has to have a shear, it can't be from a vizara. Why? Because the vizara has to be burnt. And we look at its kilo, it's burnt already. So it doesn't have a shear. It's a bunch of pieces already. It's already burnt up into pieces, and therefore, since it's oimel sarif, it's kasarif dummy. Therefore, it doesn't have a shear. Anything that needs a shear, doesn't have a shear anymore. It's burnt up. Hacha by kisadam by carrot. The more it's burnt up, the better it is. You need offer, you need afer, you need ashes. So it's even better. It's kolmad the machzim alim kusik kisu. It's even better. So the reason why you're allowed to use it because mitzvah lehenes didn't know. Why by shofar lulav is a possible? Because they need a shear and. But a vada, you are yotzer a mitzvah, but just there you're not yotzer a mitzvah. Those two things. Why not? Lulav and shayk not yotzer. You need a shear. You don't have a shear. That's you're not yotzer a mitzvah. But it's the mitzvah of the henness. No, it's a suri. No, you would be yotzer. And there is four. But kisa dab. Even though it's osva. No, it's yotzer a mitzvah because mitzvah is lav lehenis. No, and there you don't need a shear. It's better if it's destroyed and made into efer. Hadna loch para kisu adam b'li neder.